All right. Thanks for tuning in or scrolling by or whatever you did to land here. It's the HealthyLife.net series where the hosts and the anchor, me, Jake Cruz of the HRN News at 7, get together to discuss tips and solutions to stay calm and positive and focused in these challenging times that we're all experiencing. And that could be a number of things. Today, Emily A. Francis is joining us on Zoom. As you can see, she is all set up with some cherry blossoms and getting ready to do her show. Emily literally lives halfway around the world from me in California and us in the United States. Emily, where do you live now?
I live in the Mediterranean in the island of Malta.
That's amazing. How did this happen? It just,
you know, I'll be honest. I was begging to move to a place that had GMO-free country. And there's like 64 countries in the world that have a ban on GMOs, genetically modified organisms in the food. And when the pandemic hit and everybody went online, I really started pushing for the move. And the opportunity arose, we jumped. And we went to Malta, never having visited. We were the last family allowed in before they shut the borders. But USA had already been red zoned. We had to get special paperwork to get over. We brought all four of our animals, three dogs and a cat, my children, my husband and me, and we landed in what I can only describe as heaven on earth.
That's great. I think many of us would love to plan a Mediterranean vacation or a Mediterranean cruise, but you get to be there. And obviously I've talked to you many times producing the show and hearing things behind the scenes, but, and you just told our listeners as well, the GMO-free country, that it literally sounds like heaven on earth for us health food people, people who are trying to live a healthy life. You know, we got to go to a store and read labels all the time, and you've got a big advantage with the no GMOs.
Well, you know, there were two things. There were two criteria that I wanted for my life because I have children. So I wanted safe to take my children to school where they did not have active shooter drills. And I wanted a place where the food was not laced with glyphosate or other poisonous pesticides, insecticides, and fungicides. And so when Malta came up as an opportunity, the first thing I looked at was, is it GMO-free? They were the first of the EU to have a total ban on GMOs. So if anything is grown locally here, it cannot have any of the genetically modified fungicides and pesticides, which is cool because you see these little sticky tapes off the trees all along the roadside, and it catches the bugs instead of spraying with so many things. Wow. The old school traditions. And then my children, they don't even know what an active shooter drill is anymore. And you can drop them off. And people don't carry guns here. It's just not what you see. So the only people that carry guns are the military and the police. And outside of that, it's incredibly difficult to get your hands on a weapon.
Well, that's very comforting, especially, you know, I mean, it's so commonplace, the reporting of the school shootings incidents where you can't keep up with them, even if you're really trying to statistically, and it's sad. And there's a lot to that. I think a lot of it's has to do with mental illness, access to guns, a whole bunch of things. So great to know that you're in a place like that where kids can go to school, they can get an education, you can eat great food, you got great scenery. I mean, Malta, yes. The photos around there are great. You definitely post a lot of those, and I love seeing different.
Well, we're surrounded by the sea, so almost all roads lead to the sea. And so I try to be really mindful because I'm 2 years in, and I tell my children, never let us take for granted this scene, this view, this air quality, what we feel here. Never look past and just walk away, like, because it's easy. You can become desensitized to the most beautiful things if that's where your mind is. So I work on being mindful. We eat locally, seasonally, and mindfully, but we also act mindfully and seasonally and locally. You know, we have a big community here. I mean, they have 60 festas a year. Wow. So it's this big, like, parties. There's a lot of fireworks. That's a little overwhelming. So when visitors come, it sounds like bombs going off because they're every day. But there's always something to celebrate here. It's they just have a very different way of approaching life, and I'm grateful to get to experience it and share it with my family.
Absolutely. Now, that sounds like a great opportunity for those who maybe have or haven't lived in other countries outside of the United States. For us, it's kind of eye-opening and very educational, and sounds like you're also getting a chance to practice gratitude or teach the children gratitude with the children. Look, every four corners we're surrounded by beauty. We're a hero of culture, and the country seems to want to take care of its people with the various laws that are there. Not reactionary laws, because I'm going to get reelected, but laws that, this type of food might make us ill. Well, we don't need that, you know, so.
And it's different.
On the heels of that, is there any fast food? Is there a Mickey D's or a KFC?
There is. Okay. There's both of those. There's a couple of McDonald's on the island, and one has a drive-through. And I won't lie, I've gone quite a few times because you can actually drive through. But it's like my sister just visited, and I said, you know, my kids are really going to want McDonald's. And she said, is it like the McDonald's we're used to? And I said, it's exactly like the McDonald's you know, but it's fresher. They make it the second you order it. So it's not sitting on those tubes like they are at home where they just grab the sandwiches. But other than that, it just tastes like a fresher version of, because you have to order from here. So you're still getting the McDonald's stuff, but it's not getting shipped across the world. So it has to find a different supplier. Most of those suppliers happen to have stricter laws on their food.
Oh, that's good. Very good. But, for tourists that just don't want to adventure, you know, it's nice to know they can get their fries or whatever.
There's Burger King and McDonald's and KFC. Although, you know what makes me crazy? There's no Taco Bell. And I think that is a shame because there's no Mexican basically over here.
Yeah.
And there's no queso cheese. None. So, like, I miss queso so much.
Oh, definitely. But, you know, Emily, you get a different viewpoint on some of the stressful things happening in the country. Not that Malta has no stress or Europe isn't dealing with what it's doing with. But, you know, in these kind of times, you know, you also have a lot of tools in your tool belts as far as what you've done spiritually. You have a path as, you know, working with the body, working with helping people get through pain and some of that. So in these kind of times, what are maybe a couple of tips you can leave with our audience that can't just pick up and move to Malta and live in paradise or anywhere, you know, but where can we find paradise at home possibly, or do little things within our home or within our family to maybe bring some paradise to us?
So I have a few tips and tricks for this. First of all, our thoughts really, they govern everything. So if you have surrounded yourself with friends or family, spouses, anybody that's close to you that doesn't support your growth, doesn't support your expansion, then we feel like we're stuck in a little can that has no top. And so that goes into the body, and then it creates illness. It creates discomfort, and then it grows. Every thought we have roots itself into our body, whether that's something pleasant and amazing or whether that's something toxic. So we have to watch the way that we speak to ourselves and the way that we look at the world around us. But the truth is that even if you can't move, if you're not happy, you do need to be brave enough to rearrange the environment that you're sitting in. Because if you're not entrenched in a healthy environment, it is going to limit your growth possibilities. And I'll tell you a little funny thing, but we went and did an interview in the Maltese prison a couple weeks ago. And they recognized me from the wellness show where I give tips and tricks. And one of the men said, oh, you help people's hands. Can you work on my hand? I have an injury. But it was, they're stuck there. They can't up and move. They can't change their life. But they can change the way that they view where they're at to be able to get to the next space with a little bit more grace. And that really deals with how we approach ourselves, our body in the environment we're in, and our minds. So something so little as being grateful for your breath. I say this a lot, but the truth is you can always tell where your emotional state is by simply closing your eyes and listening to your breath without changing your breath. Because if you're calm and peaceful, your breath is quiet, silent. But if you're really stressed, the breath becomes loud and it becomes short. And if you're scared, it becomes almost non-existent. So wherever you are emotionally, that's the only place you need to check is just your breathing. And then celebrate when you feel good and healthy, and then work just from there. But start small and then work your way out. It doesn't have to be that you jump across the world. It can be that you change your life by simply becoming aware and making little changes just to your breath and your thoughts, because they're tied together.
That's great advice. Excuse me. I, Emily, I think I kind of restarted some small moments like that myself, just with a lot of things got on my plate. There's a lot of things just getting me stressed out. And, you know, for a moment, you know, I just said, okay, I'm buying into this and I know it's not me. And I just started taking care of one small thing and I focused on my breathing and just go, I just got to calm myself down first. And then I can take on step number one. You know, you don't, chop down the cherry tree without taking the first swing, so to speak.
It's true. And you got to cut everything. You know, my new book, if you don't mind me showing it, The Taste
Absolutely.
Of Joy,
Next,
Mediterranean Wisdom for a Life Worth Savoring. So The Taste of Joy, it's on pre-order now. But one of the things that I talk about is cut it into bite-sized pieces. Anything, anything that you're approaching, even if you're excited to do it, even if you're really not excited to do it, cut them into bite-sized pieces. Take it slow. Not everything has to be done today.
That's good advice because I started an audiobook project and I was very excited. And I realized every time I start a new project like that, I am excited. I want to get going. I want to jump in. I want to get to a certain goal. And then I realized I can't read when I'm super excited. I sound like someone who's super too excited to be doing the project. So I got to calm and really focus. And I'm even conscious of like, can't have coffee beforehand because it's going to make my mouth sound different on the microphone. So little steps like that that I've learned over doing this. But, you know, at the same time, you know, it takes experience to get through that. And once you've been around a couple times, whatever it is, you know, you learn. If it's driving the kids to school and this one street's going to be busy and there's always going to be construction, there's that one turner where everyone's, you know, don't go that way, go a different way. So, Emily, you did show the book. Let's get back to A Taste of Joy. That is pretty much new release. Is it coming out? It just launched, correct?
Well, the pre-order just launched, actually.
Okay.
It won't arrive at your door until the beginning of January.
Okay.
I do have it on good authority that Llewellyn, my publisher, usually delivers early, but I'm not making any promises. But it is set to release January 8th. But it's... because I'm a local columnist now here in Malta for the local tourism magazine called Oh My Malta. And my column is called Emily in Malta, and it's an American woman interviewing local farmers, fishermen, and chefs about the way that food is caught, prepared, and grown on the island. So I interview people that are generational family farmers. And the wisdom that they have given me, it's just fascinating because all the foods relate to us in a soul-nourishing way. So something so simple like, my backyard, we have almonds growing. There's two kinds of almonds that grow on the island. One that is really sweet and delicious. One that is rancid and nasty. Guess how you find out which one is which?
You bite
you
into
just
it.
You have to taste it. You have to taste it and find out. It doesn't smell different. It doesn't look different. The leaves are not different. You just have to take a bite and find out. And that's a perfect metaphor for life. That
it
you
is.
Have to just be willing. And you have to go deep enough into the path to know if you're making the right decision or not and not beat yourself up if you need to turn back around and find another pathway in to where you want to be.
That's so well said. We could probably chat all day, but I know you have somewhere to be, and I think it's on the phone line for your show, which is on Wednesday mornings here in California. It's at 10 a.m. Pacific time, and it's 7 p.m.
1 p.m. 7 p.m. in Malta, 1 p.m. Eastern time.
Yeah, 1 p.m. Eastern time, 10 a.m. Pacific time. Also available on demand on the healthylife.net. And Emily, I know you're quite busy on social media as well, and you have a blog for people that might want to follow you in your adventures in Malta.
Please. So my show, though, is all about healing, so make sure if you look that up. But my blog and my Instagram is mymaltalife.com.
All right. And, of course, available 24/7 on the on-demand channel here at healthylife.net. And Wednesdays, 10 a.m. Pacific time, 1 o'clock Eastern, 7 p.m. if you're living in Europe in the Malta time zone. Emily, this has been a lot of fun, and we look forward to chatting with you again. Thanks for your advice, and have a great day.
I love being here. Thank you.
Thanks.